Troy Locker Room Chat continues here tonight on KNZA. It's brought to you by Anderson Meach, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Brandon Tamman joined by Troy boys basketball coach, that is Jonathan Ronville. They get set for their semifinal matchup in Substate with Centralia at D-West coming up this week. Of course, been some time since they have last seen a ball game. It's been over a week, or right about a week, since they've hit the floor. And they'll play, of course, Thursday night at 7:30 over there at D-West. Coach, how has your team kind of handled this little bit of extra time? Again, not really playing for a whole week. And do you feel like that's good or bad necessarily heading into a game of this magnitude?
You know, it's a little of both. The only bad part is that everybody's kind of ready to roll and ready to play, and it's been nonstop, so that's what all the kids are used to. And then all of a sudden we have this big long break. However, it's better that we at least had a game last week, and Centralia and all those teams that had a bye have just kind of been sitting there for 2 weeks, and you know that leaves room for maybe having a rough or slow start in their next game. It's both, but we've also gotten to have time to really look at film and break more stuff down and see what we want to be better at and what we can improve on as we get ready for our upcoming game here.
Yeah, Centralia winning the last matchup back at the end of January, 50-32. It seems like January 30th seems like a long time ago, and you guys have been playing really well since then, and certainly here down the stretch now with four straight wins, a loss to Axtell. That was a close game, could have easily won that one, and you know Axtell, a team that can certainly make a run in 1A D2, but you know you've had this extra time to break down the film, look at Centralia a little bit closer. You know, what's one thing that stands out the most? What would you say is maybe Centralia's biggest strength, at least for this season, that's really one thing or two that you're trying to hone in on?
I would say this year they push the ball really, really well. They're awfully hard to stop in transition. If you can slow them down a little bit and try and stop those initial kind of straight line drives, they're really good at attacking the basket. And as soon as the guy steps over, they can dump it off. You almost have to take your chances turning it into kind of a perimeter game for them, because they're pretty deadly when they get out and run. And then especially when they get into the lane, they finish on 2 feet and have a lot of good control there. So, you know, it's all about trying to control the strengths that they have overall, but they're good. I mean, I think they're a lot more balanced than they were this year, than they were last year, for this season. So, and just super aggressive. I mean, they're, defensively, they really get after you. It's tight man to man, all over the place. And that's what they do. And that's how good teams, handle everything. I mean, you know what they're going to run. It's just, you know, can you stop it? Can you match that type of intensity?
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it all season long, just give us kind of a few keys and what's it going to take to get a win against Centralia here on Thursday night and move on to a Substate championship game?
We're going to have to have one or two guys really step up across the board. You know, we've got most guys averaging 8, 9, 10 points a game, somewhere in there, and that's good that we're balanced, because there's no one person that you can take away offensively. But also, we need one or two guys to step up and give us a 15-16 point game, as well as, you know, playing good defense. If our, you know, all else fails, if we can't score and the offense isn't really clicking, if we can play some good defense, we can hang around and keep ourselves in any ball game. And that's what we stress. That's also part of why our numbers aren't really high when you look at stats and all that, is because we drag out possessions and we try and lengthen the game out a little more and kind of make it one of those grind and pound type of games. So if we do those things, if we can control the tempo and get the game to our speed and grind it out a little bit more, I think we've got a really good shot to move on. But it's definitely going to be a battle.
There it is, Jonathan Rodvelt, Troy boys basketball coach, getting set for the Substate semifinals at Donovan West coming up on Thursday night, another matchup with the number one seed in that bracket, which is Centralia. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck the rest of the way. And again, we'll talk to you soon. We appreciate the time all year.
You bet. Thank you very much for all your work.